Welcome to the Amazing Race Podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm really loud.
And my name is Cindy. Why do you always tell us our names? People don't they know our names already?
No, it's they don't know.
Do you do that every time?
Every time.
Say your name?
Every time, say my name.
Why?
Well, usually a podcast, I use a name from, I don't use my real name. I use a name from the show, something that happened in the show.
Okay. I just think it's silly to say our names every time.
All right, my name is Nobody, and I'm speaking with Nobody and partners. And if you want other quality podcasts like this with no names.
No, that's not true. Wouldn't it make more sense to go, hello, this is Jack and Cindy from the Amazing Podcast, and we just start. But you always go, my name is. I don't get it.
The Amazing Podcast.
Whatever it's called.
The Amazing Podcast with Jack.
With Jack and his fabulous, outstanding, phenomenal, gorgeous, vivacious wife, Cindy. That's what I want you to start saying.
Whose levels are up and down, up and down.
I'm tired. It's 11:30 at night.
11:30 at night. We just finished The Amazing Race. This is our third podcast I had to record today. But that's okay because I like doing it. If you like shows like The Ramblecast, The Married Man Show, Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys, The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys.
Leftovers.
Leftovers. Soon to be Game of Thrones and
Ramblecast.
I mentioned Ramblecast.
Oh, did you? Jay and Jack.
Jay and Jack TV is back this week.
Ooh. And, how was that?
It was good. Good.
Yeah, good.
It's nice. And then other shows like, I'm forgetting something. Survivor with
again.
Colleen, Jay.
I don't know. I'm just going to throw it out there. Okay. Little notes, post-it notes. You stick right there that you look at this huge screen. And it shows all your shows.
Survivor with Colleen Fishbeck, Jack, and Jay.
Anyway, that's my
You can go to Patreon.com/Jay and Jack and help us out if you want. Hey,
you knew that right this time.
I am getting it. It's Patreon.com/Jay and Jack, and you can help us out. We're at 107 right now, 107 people.
Very good.
That are willing to help.
Listen to us.
Not just listen to us, but help support these great, fabulous podcasts with people with no names. I've been through the podcast with a person with no name.
And it's good to be out of the rain.
Anyway, so.
In the desert.
We had a great, and I'd like to apologize to people ahead of time. I think it's the third time I've posted a picture of a team that got eliminated. And I don't know ahead of time who gets, I posted Denise and James Earl. And
as the grinder says, I don't, what does he say? And do you, I think not.
Well, I think. What if you could?
Right.
We all like the grinder.
It's a great show.
I'm giving up on you.
It's getting close to the. Now we're down to the, next week we got the top four teams, and those previews, I can't wait for next Friday.
Well, we're not spoiling
one
of the previews.
No, I'm just saying, those previews, I can't, why is it spoiling? If you listen to this, you've seen the show.
Seen the show, but you may not, some people don't watch the previews.
I'm not telling what the previews are, I'm just saying,
From
me, my personal feelings, after I saw the previews, I'm like, oh my God, is it next Friday yet?
Yeah, because we're anxious. It's fun season.
Yes.
Starts out with Justin and Diana, first team to leave,
yes,
as always. And there's another U-turn.
I wonder if they did that. No, I don't know why they would do that.
Because it's the. I'll get to it when it says it. Diana and Justin want to win. Justin wants the record, but Diana just wants to win.
Which makes sense.
That's smart. Just
no. She don't know. She said
she wouldn't mind the record.
She doesn't mind the record, but she'd rather just have $1 million. I'm sorry, I put my foot on the table.
Anyway, were you born in a barn?
No. Oops, I'm sorry.
And that's it, we're podcasting with Dale here.
Anyway.
So they don't trust Chris and Logan because the lie that they thought they told, but they were actually telling the truth. The cheerleaders did a good job of saying, we didn't do that.
Yeah.
Why'd you? And the cheerleaders did a good job of confronting Chris and Logan, who really couldn't back it up.
No.
So, but Chris
and you know what I want to say one more time, too? I saw some messages people left, where they've been to India. Again, as it goes into night, I couldn't do that. I'd have to stay in my hotel room. I couldn't do it.
So it's so crowded?
It made me even skittish. Skittish.
Skittish.
Just watching.
Skittish.
I felt like I was going to have to take something to calm myself down just watching the people doing it at night.
There's so many people.
I was getting like a...
But they're used to it, though. That's just how they don't... That's how life is.
I know, but
it's just how they are.
I just can't do it.
I mean, I like Mayberry. So, I'm happy here in Mayberry.
Yes.
Kelsey and Joey start out second. Chris has a stomach ache. He looks like he was vomiting.
Throwing up.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have a weak stomach. Please don't show me throw up. I can't stand when I see
it
shows.
It seems like
show
in shows that they've gotten really graphic at it. Like every show has to have a shot where someone throw and they actually show.
Remember one night we were watching TV and we were watching like three shows and they all had throw up scenes. Yeah. And I'm like, come on.
And it bothers you. It doesn't bother me.
No.
But it bothers you.
No, because the one time, you know, where you always did the cleanup, you always did the hold the hair back, you always did all that stuff when everybody got sick. And the one time you weren't home, our daughter got sick. And I had to just sit there and debate and decide, do I clean it up or do I leave it for you? And I sat there for a while after she made this huge murder scene in the bathroom. And I thought that wasn't fair to you. You were working. So I had to figure out this. So I put Vicks under my nose and carry the Vicks with me as I cleaned it up. I thought that was a pretty good, smart analogy.
That is. That's fantastic.
Yes.
Fantastic. Roadblock, you blow up balloons and deliver them to a wedding planning.
I could do that one because, you know, I'm a great blow up ballooner person.
Blow up ballooner
person? Yeah, I could time fast. Boom, boom, boom. I could do that.
I'd get frustrated.
You would get frustrated.
What about the bike ride, though?
Oh, I could do the bike ride.
But what you have to do both.
I know. Obviously, I would do that challenge, but. Oh my God, the bike ride would. I don't know.
It was dangerous.
It was.
It was scary.
It was freaking me out. I don't know.
Anyway. Cheerleaders left 30 minutes after the first three teams.
Yes.
Kelsey and Joy and Chris and Logan arrive at the same time because Justin and Diana were already there.
Yeah, they were already there.
He said, having fun with it. He said, yeah, it's hard, but you know, you can do what you do. Logan tells Chris, you don't need to see the clue. You don't need to see it.
The whole time.
But. I understand what she's saying, but shouldn't they both look at the clue just to get it right? And you just turn out the lights, turning on the fan.
It's boiling in here. I would think they should both look at the clue. I agree with you, because then, you know, you might read differently than the other person. You might be reading it fast. You might have missed a word, you know, whatever it is. And I think, yeah. I don't know, she just seemed really bitchy tonight.
Can you say that on this podcast? I guess you can. Diana and, I'm sorry, Denise and James Earl... leave about an hour behind.
An hour behind them. So yes. They left about a good hour.
Right. Chris tells Logan she needs to speed up.
Yes.
He always offers the great advice. I mean, you got to speed up. You got to hurry. You got to do this.
And it was so funny. I think it was such a contrast between him and Logan and then Joey and what's her face? Because she's like, come on, babe. You could do it. All positive.
When she did talk. A lot of times she didn't even talk.
And then the other guy and then Chris to Logan. Come on. You're going too slow.
Yeah, do it,
it
right.
It was like so, the contrast right. Between positive and negative was so nice.
Do it
nice.
Smart. Do it smart.
Anyway, I thought that was interesting when you were watching that.
Let's see. Justin takes out first. Diana puts tattoos on kids.
Yes,
that was nice.
Well, she carried tattoos with her. This is the first time she was able to use them for the kids.
Some of the adults wanted the tattoos.
Yeah, she's a sixth grade teacher, I think she said, language arts. And anyway, I thought that was interesting that she was putting tattoos. And it was cool. They were USA on it and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was nice. It was a nice
a
scene.
A little moment.
Justin delivers his balloons and goes to get his next clue.
Yes.
Joey takes off.
Yep.
Chris keeps telling Logan to do it smart. Go away. Go away. Go away. And I agree with her on this one. Just go away. Yeah. Leave me alone. I'm going to stick this hose somewhere else and you're going to go away. Joey delivers his balloons and gets his clue. Yep. Cheerleaders show up. Tiffany learns from Logan's mistakes because Logan was having problems with the net.
Yeah.
So Tiffany
learns. So she put the bar on his shoulder, which was smart because it kept the bag not as tangled up. Because
right.
It looked like it was like almost like a thin fish
mesh.
Wire.
It was like a mesh type thing. Yeah. Maybe fish wire like type thing. Let's see. Logan takes off. Team Pink shows up. James Earl is doing the clue.
Yeah, I'm surprised doing the challenge. Mom didn't do it. You think
it's
the mom
bike,
would have been
the bike ride.
Oh.
I think it is never know.
Yeah.
Logan delivers his balloons and gets his next clue. Yeah. James Earl is struggling with the net.
Yeah, he is.
He is just struggling with it. Let's see. First time in history, a third U-turn in Amazing Race history. Yeah. So I was like, I was shocked when they said it was going to be.
Well, they were all talking about what they were going to do, and they decided they were going to use Chris and Logan because they felt like they were the ones that needed to be because they lied or did something sneaky or something at that train station.
Unfortunately, I don't think it was so much they lied to him. I think Justin didn't like the fact that he was trying to tell him how to run the race. I think it came down to Justin's ego not wanting him, this guy telling him how to do the race.
Really?
I think maybe he felt like they lied to him, but I also think that he felt like, because he didn't say that, but
I don't know. I always think that Justin tries to stir the pot.
He does, but I think, you know, it is what it is. I would have turned Joey and Kelsey. I think they're the biggest threat to him. But
yeah, I would agree with you.
But anyway, Justin, Diana, you turn Chris and Logan.
Yep.
Let's see. It's the next challenge is bring a groom or bring the fun.
Yes.
So there you go. And they do have things. Seem like I have a lot of fun at those weddings. A lot of work.
Yeah.
But a lot of fun.
But it was, but you notice all those little rides were all just manpower. There was no electricity or like that to make it go. And one was like looked like a little Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
That's, you know, you think about how they made that. That was a pretty cool little contraption. And it's all, you know.
So you want to put one in our backyard here?
No, I was just thinking it was kind of cool. It was all done by just moving it with your own hands and stuff like that. That was
just
neat.
With all human power, manpower.
Yes, manpower.
Let's see, or woman power. Just power, human power.
Human power. There you go.
Joey and Kelsey get their clue. They're happy they didn't get U-turn because they can't U-turn anyone because they already U-turned someone last week.
Yeah, the cheerleaders and them can't U-turn anymore.
Right. Let's see. James Earl is really struggling with the net. It's tangled in his clue. Why was this clue in there? Why was this clue in the net?
I don't know.
What was he doing? I felt bad for him.
I did too.
He's sweating. He's got the clues all tangled up. He's got it tangled in his fanny pack or whatever he has on him. Let's see. People are messing with Tiffany's net.
Yes. They were bouncing it, pulling on it.
Yeah,
like
they're grabbing it. And
then when it finally kind of some of the balloons fell, I felt so bad that she had to go back and get more balloons.
Right.
Again, but she ended up having to do that. They were just accepting it for what they were, which was awesome for
Her.
Because
it's not, to be fair, it's not fair that people are messing with your balloons.
Right,
and stuff
but I was thinking it would be the same thing like getting the wrong cab driver. Same kind of scenario.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But it's just like, I mean, maybe they picked on her because she was a woman or something
pretty.
Like that. Maybe that's what it was. They were flirting with her or something.
I don't know, but I just thought, oh my gosh, that would have drove me insane.
I thought she had to start over too.
I did too.
I thought they were
so
done.
So bad for. I mean, I hate that they whine so much and cry, but I just felt bad for them.
Yeah, I think they're stressing out. I mean, they're trying to get there, and it's a tough challenge, and you know. But anyway, Tiffany delivers balloons and gets her clue. Justin and Diana do bring the fun, which I thought was a perfect challenge for them because they do have fun.
Yeah, they do.
Joey and Kelsey choose bring the groom,
which I thought. After you saw them do it, I think bring the fun was much easier.
Yeah, I think.
But their reasoning, Joey, and what's the girl's name? I forgot.
Kelsey. They wanted to finish ahead of them.
The reason why they chose that one is because they felt the person was going to lead them to the spot.
Which was perfect.
And the direction would be easier for them than trying to figure out where they had to go.
Which is usually a smart way to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Logan and Chris argue.
Oh, my God. It was like arguing. Then, it was the episode of arguing of Logan and Chris.
Yeah, it's much over here. Over here.
It was like it was watching it. I felt uncomfortable watching it.
Right. It was,
you know, when you see people argue like that, you're just like, okay, I want to do the back.
I'm here.
Moonwalk.
I'm here. Yeah. They find out they've been U-turned.
Yeah.
And I thought they handled it. Well, they did say they didn't.
I thought it was funny when Chris goes, okay, you can say stop saying it sucks. And it's like, are you Mr. Negative?
Yeah, Mr. Negative. You stop saying it sucks. They don't like Justin and Diana.
No.
They're not coming to Miami with them.
No, they're not. I guess they live in Miami.
I guess Miami, Florida.
Yeah, but they're.
Like
paparazzi photographers. Wouldn't it be better to be in L.A.?
Maybe they're not good paparazzi photographers. I don't know. I'm just kidding. James Earl finally takes off with his balloons. The cheerleaders do bring a groom.
Yes.
Which I said right away.
That's not a good one.
That's not a good one for them to take because they're just not physically strong.
No, they're not. Because they're just like little fairies you put in your pocket.
Little fairies you put in your pocket.
They're so tiny.
That's nice. That's nice.
You know what I mean, Jimmy.
I know what you mean. I'm just teasing you. Justin and Diana are like Rocky.
Yeah.
All the kids are following them. They're cheering behind them. And they're having their joy. I actually keeps you pumped, keeps you motivated, keeps you going. It just seemed like...
They wear the same clothes every time. Do they get to wash those clothes? Because I'm thinking all that sweating they've been doing, they got to smell.
I wonder if they... Well, it depends on where they're staying.
They have like five of the same things?
I don't know. Well, anything you're carrying,
they wear the same thing.
Whatever you have is in your backpack. So what you don't want to have, you want to have as little in your backpack as possible because you don't want to be weighed down.
I know, but are they wearing the same thing for how many? Did we figure how many weeks this is?
Well, it's 13 weeks, right? Well, 13 stages. I'm sure they have a day off here or there where they have a day off where they don't have to. We have it. Someone gave it to us on Wikipedia. I got to look it up.
Okay.
Let's see. Justin and Diana go to their clue. And it's right toward the pit stops
right there.
It's like, wow.
Wow.
That's
again,
amazing.
They
win again.
Yeah, they win again.
And but they seem to be, you know, they are happy they won again. It's the seventh time they've won.
They won $5,000 each, so they have plenty of money for their wedding.
Wedding. I do like how Justin said, hey, you got to stop, you know, if you don't stop and look around and experience what you're doing here, you're going to regret it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd have that attitude. My attitude would be like, okay, I got to win, got to win. I can come back here if I want. I can come back and... If I win, I can come back and do whatever I want.
Yeah, good point, I guess.
But I do what he's saying.
Because they have such an easy, easy attitude and nice and flowy and go with the flow kind of thing. That
since the since the first week, they've just been
go with the flow,
almost perfect.
Yeah, they have not made one mistake.
No, Joey and Kelsey finished a close
and then,
second.
What's his face said? Phil said it by minutes.
By minutes, yeah.
Yeah, I wish again we knew how many minutes they were.
Right. I mean, it wasn't too close that they were, because Justin and Diana weren't there.
Right.
But it was close enough that Phil would say, just minutes.
Right.
And you can see Joey's face like, oh, what do we got to do?
Well, make sure we pay attention to that next week because it shows us starting times that they start. I want to see what their start time is.
Okay. Team Pink chooses Bring a Groom. So now they're all taking, and Chris and Logan can't agree.
No.
Can't, so they're fighting.
I hear stand up screaming about when she brought the thing there. And then he's right. I think Logan or one of them said, well, we need to stop fighting because these kids aren't going to want to come on our ride.
Well, I'm not there yet.
Oh, you're not there?
Let's see. Well, maybe I'm there. Yeah, they were there. They finally get to the thing, and he's, you know, they're right. The kids aren't going to want to come, people that are arguing and fighting.
Right.
But then after they start pushing, they seem to have fun.
Yes.
And they seem to loosen up. Yeah, like you see kids smiling and having a good time. You're having a good time. Let's see.
And they're done, and they have to go to their next
thing. Right, they have to go back and do the other. They have to go push a groom, bring a groom. Chelsea, I'm sorry.
Chelsea.
Oh, the cheerleaders have trouble starting the generator.
Yes.
I was like, oh, my God, they're going to have to go do the other one. Yeah. They finally get it started.
Yeah. They just look miserable on that one.
Yeah.
I mean, they just looked like they were dying. They were just doing the arms, the hands, their shoulders. I mean, they just looked the whole time like, oh, my God.
Well, it looks like it's really hot there. Yeah. It's, you know, they don't weigh a lot. So
no,
it's just
and they're
like,
sweating, and they just looked miserable.
Yeah, but they kept pushing through it.
Yeah, they did.
Got to give them credit for that. Let's see. Chris and Logan still have a chance because they see the cheerleaders.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, they did that quick. And then we're like, oh no, where's Team Pink?
Yeah, where's Team Alabama?
Yeah, Denise and James Earl. Then they show up, and they're like, okay, we just saw Chris and Logan. We still have a chance.
Right.
But unfortunately, one of those things you can't. It doesn't look like you can pass anyone because it's so crowded.
Right.
There's no way you can.
Right.
So I don't know if they would have been better to bring a groom and just booked it and try to push it. You know.
Huh. I don't know.
Or no, they were bringing. I'm saying bring the fun.
I know.
Maybe it'd been faster if they just bring the fun, but I guess they didn't know.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just. And of course, you don't know what's going on. You just think, well, maybe if we can get around them.
And maybe they thought Chris and Logan, that was their second thing before they did the next one because they knew they were U-turned, so they really thought everything was going
to
be okay.
And I was struggling because I used to try to watch the confessionals to think which team is winning, which team is out in front, you know, which team's getting eliminated. I even said, this is not going to be a non-elimination round, is it? Because the way they're acting, they're both, everyone seems to be having, you don't see the stress or the, someone was crying or they're upset that they didn't win. It was and they were interviewing all the teams. I go, God, I hope this is not another non-elimination round. Let's see. Three teams fighting for the finish. Cheerleaders finished third.
Yes.
Chris and Logan finished fourth.
Right.
And they're still on the mat when Denise and James
roll.
And he says, oh, we finished last. We lost. We're out. But got to hand it. They handled it with class. They handled it with...
Yeah, they did. They really did.
And it just seems like, you know, she admitted that she made some mistakes. You know, he came out and she was very religious and she didn't accept him. But, you know, now she goes, that's the... He's the same as he's always been.
Which would be the case.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, sometimes you have to get through your beliefs to see that, you know, it's still your
child. It's amazing. Religion still comes between a lot of things, you know.
It does. And it just.
And it's supposed to be such loving and caring and non judgmental, in my opinion, what I was taught my life. Sometimes I think some religion is probably the most judgmental.
Well, just some people believe certain things and they just think things are wrong, but you just have to let people... I'm not here to preach, but anyway.
No.
So it does look like they have a better relationship.
And I'm glad for them. They walked, you know, and like they all said, you know, this mom, I respected her because she really...
She never gave up.
She did things that were just really difficult and
this last challenge was not easy.
She was a tough broad.
We were saying about the cheerleaders. It was tough for them but she just pushed through it.
I like how her son, James Earl, realized it was too heavy for her and he went and did it and held it on his shoulder and moved it forward. And it was just, it was a good thing. And I think they left with a positive thing. And God, they look how far they went. I never would have thought in the beginning.
No, I thought they were going to be done early on.
Not him so much, but I thought for her, thinking my age, you know, thinking, you know, she maybe was around.
But even
age.
The cheerleaders even Logan and Chris seem upset that they were going home.
I didn't see Logan and Chris. I saw the cheerleaders upset.
They you could see in their faces.
Oh,
they were,
I don't know about that.
Give them a little bit of credit.
Nah.
The cheerleaders are bawling.
Because
they had said that Denise had said to him, he goes, don't U-turn. Oh, we'll never U-turn. We'd never U-turn you guys.
Right.
We love you guys. There's no way. We trust you guys more than anybody.
Right.
So I like how they said that. And just it just was like, no, not them. Not
Do you
them.
Think it's going to be a non-elimination race next week, and then they know it's going to be like the last four, and it gets down to the three? Or when do you think it's, when's it supposed to end?
I don't know. I should have looked it up for the. Let's see. Next week is the 7th, December 7th.
It's December 4th.
December 4th. Well, will it go 2 more weeks? Well, it depends. If it's 2 hours, it would be.
It's not 2 hours next week.
It's just an hour. So it's going to be at least, we have at least 2 more weeks.
So either it'll end on the 11th or the 18th of December.
I think it ends by the 11th. It usually ends a week before Survivor.
Well, then it's going to end 2 weeks from today.
Okay. But I was sad to see him go after, you know.
Yeah. They were good competitors.
We gave her crap for being Mommy Dearest, and in the end, she proved that she was. Yeah.
But you know what? That's, I think that's cool about life and about people. Is that, you know, if you just stop and figure things out and you realize you're wrong in a minute and then make a change, I think it's cool to see that.
Well, we're all stubborn. We all have our core beliefs. But, you know, she admits she made a mistake and, you know, they're fine. They're happy. It's, you know, they seem to love each other and the race brought them closer together. And, you know, for a break here or there, they could have probably won it.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree.
It's just James Earl was, I mean, they started an hour behind and he just couldn't get those balloons.
No,
I thought he'd be better at it than her, but it was the net. He couldn't figure out the net. And
the tying those balloons, those are hard to tie those balloons.
It is tight.
And if you're rushing and trying to get it done, it's
And
hard.
It's a lot of balloons. It was a lot of balloons.
I'd say they probably had to do about 50 balloons there. I mean, that was a lot to tie.
It's a lot of balloons.
In that bag, that's a lot.
99 red balloons.
99 red balloons. 99.
Anyway, short show tonight.
Yes.
It's late, so we're trying to get you to bed. I want you to be cranky.
I'm going to try to hit the Target tomorrow morning to get my Christmas stuff.
What Christmas stuff?
You spend $100, you get $50 off of all that Christmas shop.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. You know how crowded that's going to be.
I know. Like we got up this morning, which we didn't get up this morning.
No, we didn't.
But we still got the stuff we wanted.
We still got the stuff we wanted.
Yes.
We got the stuff we wanted.
Got the train.
Got the train.
Yep. Anyway, we hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
we had a great one.
Great time. It was family over. It was fun.
Yes, it was.
Like to thank a couple of special Patreons, Tack from Tokyo and Eckhart Rickner Gladfelder. Thanks for helping us out, and thanks for everyone helping. Thanks for listening to us. Thanks for putting up with us. Sorry, this is one of the earliest ones we've been recorded. You know, we're recording Monday or Tuesday.
Right.
Try to do it on the weekends. But
like I said before, we first started. I am real looking forward to next week. Those previews, you guys. If you watch the previews, I hope you guys agree with me. They look kind of interesting. I don't know if they're just making you think they're interesting.
You just don't know, and you know it's going to be a tough. It always gets tough down the down the end. There's always those tough challenges that you have to stay mentally prepared for. And you know these have been some tough challenges. I mean it's hot. It's grueling. It's I mean, I think this is some of the tougher challenges they've had in some time. So
I agree with you.
No cakewalk.
No, not at all.
But would you have a wedding like that?
No.
The loud noise and the
no.
Well, I'm old, so it's just noise is like, oh my god, stop with the noise.
No,
can't sleep.
Well, you know, I wouldn't even let my own girls, my daughter who just got married 6, 8, whatever months ago. She wouldn't have a summer wedding. I wouldn't let her have that because I didn't want to sweat. So the answer is no.
Well, you could. I mean, I'm saying, okay, here in Raleigh, would you have a wedding where there's this loud noise the whole way and you're going down a parade? I mean, it looks like a lot of fun.
No.
But
if you're used to those traditions and you've been raised that way, I'm sure it's not a big deal.
Right.
So the answer would be, depends on what you've been used to.
So me, I'm just ready. I just happy to go to the courthouse, say I do, and then move on.
Go back to
work.
You don't even think it was worth getting married unless you're going to have children. You still feel that way, don't you?
Yeah. For me, that's my own beliefs, personal beliefs.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's wrong.
You would never marry me if we didn't have children?
I probably would have.
No, you said no.
I probably would have.
No, you said there was no reason to get married unless we were going to have kids.
But I knew we were going to have kids.
Okay, but if we weren't?
Could have adopted.
True.
So, yeah, either way, it worked out.
So you're all full of hot air? You don't really mean the words you say?
That's me. I don't mean any. I'm like a politician. I'm saying this on this podcast. I may say something on another podcast.
You're right.
It doesn't matter.
I can imagine what you say on the Merry Men show. I don't listen to that show.
I don't listen to it either.
I don't want to know what you're like.
I speak just highly of you.
Oh, yeah, right.
The only thing I complained was the stove. I did talk about
the stove. Hey, by the way, today, if you watch Property Brothers are doing that Working on the Range, they have this little house. And guess what kind of stove they put in?
A double stove.
It's double oven.
Double oven.
That's what I want, a double oven, not a double stove. Why do you keep saying double stove?
Double oven,
I want all those people out there, if you agree with me that it's very important to have a double oven, I want you to send Jack a message on his Facebook page and say, Jack, you don't know what you're talking about. You should get your wife the double oven.
And you know what Jack's going to say? I'm sorry, the tribe has spoken. You have been eliminated. I'm sorry, you are the last team to arrive. I don't care what you say. You have been eliminated.
All right, whatever. It was a little tiny little cabin for the farmhand, and they put a double oven in his little farmhand.
They probably get the products donated to him. So who's ever, if it's
every
GE.
Every house I've seen
if it's
being
GE
done
or something
over,
like
it's a new thing. We're trying to make our house more valuable. It's
well, then you need to pick this house up and move it somewhere else.
Whatever. I'm going to get my double oven. You know me. I never let it go. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. And maybe not a month from now. But mark my words, this time next year, I will have a double oven. And I know everybody out there would agree with me. That's all I have to say about that. Love you. Mean it.
I'm sorry. Were you still talking? I fell asleep.
Whatever.
I dozed off there for a second.
Whatever.
Oh, she's talking about the double
oven. I wanted
to
marry you. I got you. So.
Oh, lucky you. You've been better off with a double oven. All right, guys, that's our show for this evening. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed the episode of Amazing Race.
It was a good one.
Sorry, I mean, like I said, Chris and Logan, I'm sure deep down they're nice people, but I just hope they never lose. And here comes our youngest daughter who's getting married here soon, and I don't know what she's doing in here, but she's driving us crazy.
I won $5,000.
You did? Okay, well, she didn't really win $5,000. Okay, let's go.
Oh, it's a fake lottery ticket? Yeah. Oh, she brought in a fake lottery ticket. You can't even do that
you
right.
You can't do that right. Anyway, all right.
You did.
Anyway, that's our show for today. Thanks. I'm sorry we had to be ruined with the daughter coming in here with a fake lottery ticket. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Oh, bye.